This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The off-season storylines with the Browns never end. We're about to prove that in a second.
I couldn't say cute as a button.
And there's a quarterback competition ahead, and the Cavs' playoff run continues with eyes on a potential rematch on the Eastern Conference Finals. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 92thefan.com or on your phone with a free Odyssey app. So, Albert, coming up in just about 1 hour's time, but we have a development. Am I correct on this, on the Shador number?
Yeah, so a guy we've talked about previously, I don't know if we're going with Boog or Boog. I don't know what we're going for there.
I think you were right. I think I just thought of Boog Powell, and okay. I felt like a jerk the whole time, so I think you were right.
I don't know. I genuinely do not know. But somebody that has been with Shador and has been part of the people that has been helping Shador as he's made his way to Cleveland, so he's very entrenched in Shador's camp. He's done a lot with a lot of other athletes as well. But he put on his Instagram, there's no way the Browns should have gave number two to anyone else, especially to a wide receiver who hasn't worn number two before in his career. But we knew that was coming, so we're not flinching about it. It was expected. We take it, we smile, and then we make it legendary. So this was not as much of a spin as I put on it, as if like this is a great rebranding by Shador Sanders to move off of from the college to the pros. This was not a Shador Sanders call. It was not his decision to wear number 10. He's not paying homage to Tom Brady.
Or his dad.
Or his dad with the inverse of his dad's number. This was the Browns saying, we make the rules. I am the captain.
What a stupid line. Okay. All right. So there's two things here.
Okay.
Both things are stupid. Just let me get that out there first. If the Browns didn't give Shador the number two number.
Pretty dumb.
To make a point. It is the dumbest point you could possibly make, especially because you gave it to a slap-ass kick returner who probably will have a torn ACL by August and won't be here.
Isn't that part of the point, though? Like, isn't part of the point that they gave it to I'm not going to call him a nobody because that seems extremely mean.
DeAndre Carter is a nobody.
Basically a nobody. He's just like, a guy. He's a jag. He's just a guy.
He's just a fella.
Like, it's not as if they gave it to. When I first saw Carter, too, I was like, oh. Oh.
Did they trade for Abdul Carter?
Did they trade for Abdul Carter, and all of a sudden he's taking number two?
Is Jay-Z now on the Cleveland Browns?
Wild. I'm like, what happened here? And then I had to remind myself, no, that dream didn't happen.
All right.
We got Mason Graham instead. But the point is that like you should give Shador Sanders number two if he wanted it. But he expected this. He expected the Browns to put their foot down and say, that's not happening. We're not playing into the branding that you have with the S2. We're going to call the shots.
But why?
I don't
Why
know.
Pick
I can't
this speak. Fight with a player.
So I think it's so dumb. Wouldn't you want to start off this relationship on a good foot?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going to give you, here's your concession. You get number two. Make of it whatever you want, but let's do this.
Okay. I'm not the biggest Shador Sanders believer going into the draft process. I have not continued to say how I think he's a low ceiling player. Because now he's a Cleveland Brown. Let's see. All right, that was a draft thought. Now they've drafted him. Like, are they still holding him accountable because he acted like a fool, in their opinion, in their meetings?
I wonder if that's part of this, yeah.
Because if so, like, you look stupid.
Yeah.
You don't look like, you're put in your place. You look like you're drawing the dumbest line in the sand. So now that I've given Browns.
This makes a lot of sense, though. I mean, relative to what we first thought, where it was like, why would he move off of number two? He's built everything around number two and S2.
I've given the Browns their side of it. Now, I have no problem with Shador living an online life. I don't need Shador cronies tweeting about things. Boog, I want to tell you, buddy, we love you. Keep doing the work. You're doing great work here.
Yeah.
You're getting paid to do it, but you're doing great work here. Keep being about your guy.
He said before he's not on Shador's payroll. I don't know whose payroll he's on, but it's not Shador's.
All right.
He's on somebody's payroll. It's not Shador's, though,
just
apparently.
Doing it from the goodwill of our heart.
I don't know, man.
I always do things free for multi-million dollar athletes.
I did want to know, though. I was like, does that mean he's on Deion's payroll? Does that mean, is he on, whose payroll
is there,
are you
like
on?
A greater Sanders Corp that maybe it's like a conglomerate of Sanders's?
There's an obvious wraparound to why he was able to put that out there so confidently and just I don't know, be honest about
it. Now, again, this is from me to Boog, all right?
Because
I feel like me and Boog could be friends.
For sure. He seems like a nice guy.
This ain't it.
He's very online himself.
This ain't it. If Shador really is in Dutch with the Cleveland Browns so much that they won't give him a number, which they do for anyone, that they gave DeAndre Carter, who no one's ever heard of before, right? Oh, well, he was in Chicago for three. No, nobody's ever heard of this schmo before. If they've done this, maybe the worst thing you could do is then go acknowledge it on Twitter by saying, we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, well, with love, I don't think you're helping your guy.
So
That's all I'm saying.
What you do in this scenario, though, and I don't love it, is the idea that every time Boog speaks, I just now think this is what Shador thinks.
Yes, this is
Shador speaking in many ways, and he's going to take the flack for it, even though he himself is not the one actually speaking.
What the Browns did, if the Browns truly gave somebody else the number out of spite or out of games or whatever, and I will play with this notion, if they did, it's dumb, it's pointless, and it's honestly counterproductive to holding Shador accountable. You're picking a fight. It's picking a fight over the color of drapes.
Well, remember,
when you don't know if you can buy the damn house.
Exactly right. And remember, though, like in the videos, I mean, the number apparently falls on Stefanski's shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one that has the final say over who gets what number and what number they're going to eventually be. You can go to Stefanski and request a number, but he's got the final approval. Like, this was Stefanski's way of sticking it to Shador. There's no other way to look at it.
And which is wild. Like, all right, but no. So it's dumb, it's sophomoric, it's needless. I would say it would be a needless thing for the Browns to do to Shador Sanders if this is something they did intentionally to spite or to motivate him or whatever the hell kind of logic you want to use. That being said, if the knock on Shador is his camp doesn't shut up and won't get out of the way, well, his camp tweeting about this is kind of proving the point. And I'd like,
I'm with you, and they're hiding.
You just have to be smarter than this.
They're hiding behind the idea that it's not him himself on his social media, but it's the guy that you hang out with and the guy that's there at every turn with you in Cleveland. And so what else are we supposed to believe? Like, you are speaking for the Sanders camp when you say there's no way the Cleveland Browns should have gave number two to anyone else. Like, sorry, you are.
And can we just say, so in the pantheon of this, again, we're working under the assumption that the Browns did this on purpose and that I think the Browns are more wrong in this. Like, I think this is a laughable, you know, out swinging move.
Yes.
That has no business. And the Browns might try and spin it of, oh, well, we just wanted to test and see how this was going to go. Needless. There's no. And by the way, you're putting the kid in a bad situation where if he comments or his buddy comments on it, you're just going to get crap for this kid. Like, from fans, like, this is the way you start to turn fans against Shador, because now his buddy's commenting on this. Just needless and dumb. Like, I don't love what Boog did here. He's only proving the point, but good Lord. Yosemite Haslam, that's not saying, the veterans get the first pick. The rookies get what's left. Come on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Come on. It's that if you are a highly touted, and I'm not saying Shador is, but if you're like the number two overall pick, you get your say over it. You do. They give you whatever jersey number you want.
Like, I just.
And but it's not taken.
People
That's
will
a
go out
thing.
Of their way to defend a Browns organization that is petty, vindictive, and wins three games a year.
Now, maybe they're setting this up, Nick, and because I got tweets earlier in the show, and it was suggesting, like, well, this number isn't official yet or anything associated with it, which, by the way, they would have sold a bunch of 12 Sanders jerseys, which is not the right way to do this either. If 3 months from now, they're like, Shador's matured, he's shown us everything.
He's earned the number two.
I don't know what the deadline is for jersey sales and for how this all works. I'm sure there's a deadline, but I've seen other rookies come in and not keep that same number. We saw it with Nick Chubb. We talked about that the other day.
Do you think they gave him conditions like, all right, buddy, listen, if you remember your playbook,
yeah,
by July 31st, the number two is yours.
If we upload plays to the iPad and it looks like you've actually watched them, then we'll give you the number two in due time.
If we don't have to put an asterisk in your second contract with a club that you actually prove that you watch video like Kyler Murray, we'll give you the number two.
There's no way Shador isn't upset by this. And I just think it's a dumb way to start this working relationship.
It's just dumb on both parts. Like, put your sword down. You're on the, and listen, if you're the Browns, it sure continues to hone in on the notion that you didn't want to take this kid, that you were forced to take him.
Oh, yeah. No, you're 100% right.
And 100% by the way,
right. If Dylan Gabriel had asked for a number, Dylan Gabriel would have got it.
I'm of the opinion that I think Andrew Berry did want to take. I'll buy that. I'll buy the media line that the Browns have tried spinning to everyone so that on one side of their mouth they can say Andrew Berry controls the draft and the 53-man roster, while privately behind scenes telling everyone we have no power. We're working with Yosemite Haslam, as somebody's Twitter handle says, which is a whole nother game that annoys the living hell out of me about these guys. But, like, this isn't how you do it. This is how an organization that is slowly falling apart and is worrying about that's you know what this is a reminder of? It's of the thing that we say when the Browns really don't know their head from their you know what, the worst of this, where they're majoring in the minor.
Yeah, no, I agree with it. It feels like the type of thing that collectively in a group of people, I don't know if it's Dee Podesta, Barry, Stefanski, they all kind of like got around. It's like, well, how do we show him who's the boss here? How do we make sure that he knows who's in charge? Oh, I got it. When he asks for number two, we're gonna give him number 12, and we're gonna say number two goes to somebody else. Like, it's just not how you operate business. You know this is part of his branding. You know this has been his number. You know this is something that he cares about. I get you trying to humble him in certain ways. And just do it a different way. Athletes care about numbers in a way that is very, very important to them. They know that. I don't love this from the Browns' perspective. And I don't love his guy coming out here and speaking the way that he's speaking either. I don't.
A-Dog saying they signed him well before the draft and the Browns weren't even planning on drafting Sanders. So we think DeAndre picked his number before the draft and they're just announcing it today?
No, I'm not. And also, it's DeAndre Carter. You can tell him to kick rocks. Like,
hey,
you can do whatever you want to him as far
DeAndre,
as the number is concerned.
You don't get the number two.
Yeah.
There's some other guy that we drafted that likes that number. Oh, man, I guess I'm going to go back to Chicago.
And it's not even about like when you drafted somebody. It's more about the position that you play in my mind. Quarterbacks get precedent when it comes to numbers.
I think old man take. I'm going to say it now. Just get it out in the open
I'll
there.
Get the insurer ready. What do you got?
I absolutely am so over play. The only reason anybody wants to be number one or number two or because they look cooler. It's all about ego. Shut up and play football. Like, good God, even the Shador thing.
No, but Shador is the end part of this is he's like, we're going to smile, we're going to make it legendary. He is shutting up and playing football.
No.
Just wanted to make sure everyone knew it wasn't his decision.
I don't think you get to say we shut up and played football. if you first had to say, hey, this is a slight.
But it was important. I mean, why was it important for his camp to know that we knew that it was the Browns doing him wrong?
I just...
Well, they clearly thought this was important, that we know how this went down.
I just... This is...
Which is interesting.
This is just the first time. This is the first... Like, I've had my suspicions, and I said this earlier in the hour, because I do feel like... I feel like Kevin wants no part of Shador. And I think the...
I don't love everything that comes with Shador right now, I'll tell you that.
I think now...
Like this right here, I don't love this.
Like, oh, I've had breadcrumbs. I'm not trying to report anything. I don't want Greg Gabriel to go ahead and call me out on Twitter for it.
Well, I mean, you know, Ken did get the Sam Darnold pick wrong, so we do have to question his sources at all
times.
I'm
trying to defend the LeBron James of Cleveland Sports Talk, not denigrate the man.
I just don't know. I don't know.
Taking a shot at Greg Gabriel.
He's a great radio host, but his reporting has been spotty over the years.
Now, what I will say is, I'm not trying to report anything, but just contextually, multiple times I've looked at this and said, this is one of those things, much like the Deontay Johnson thing, that could just go sour and could just end up being an absolute bust and being a headache. This is the first time like I felt it could actually be true over a stinking number. God, that's stupid. 216-474-0092. So the Shispin has been counterspun. Shador is going to be wearing the number 12. Of course, that could change. But one of his buddies, one of his camp, saying that it sure seems like the Sanders camp feels like this is personal. How are we feeling right now? 216-474-0092. Dion, Dan, Adam, and Dominic will talk to you guys about Shenumbergate in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.